Hi, my name's Andrew Cawley, and I'm reading an excerpt from Blink by Malcolm Gladwell. Speed dating has become enormously popular around the world over the last few years, and it's not hard to understand why. It's the distillation of dating to a simple snap judgment. Everyone who sat down at one of those tables was trying to answer a very simple question. Do I want to see this person again? And to answer that, we don't need an entire evening. We really need only a few minutes. Velma, for instance, one of the four Anne Klein women, said that she picked none of the men and that she made up her mind about each of them right away. They lost me at hello, she said, rolling her eyes. Ron, who worked as a financial analyst at an investment bank, picked two of the women, one of whom he settled on after about a minute and a half of conversation, and one of whom, Lillian, at table two, he decided on the instant he sat down across from her. Her tongue was pierced, he said admiringly. You come to a place like this and you expect a bunch of lawyers, but she was a whole different story. Lillian liked Ron, too. You know why? She asked. He's from Louisiana. I loved the accent. And I dropped my pen just to see what he would do, and he picked it up right away. As it turned out, lots of the women there liked Ron the instant they met him, and lots of the men liked Lillian the instant they met her. Both of them had a kind of contagious, winning spark. You know, girls are really smart, John, a medical student in a blue suit, said at the end of the evening. They know in the first minute, do I like this guy? Can I take him home to my parents? Or is he just a wham-bam kind of jerk? John is quite right, except it isn't just girls who are smart. When it comes to thin-slicing potential dates, pretty much everyone is smart. But suppose I were to alter the rules of speed dating just slightly. What if I tried to look behind the locked door and made everyone explain their choices? We know, of course, that that can't be done. The machinery of our unconscious thinking is forever hidden. But what if I threw caution to the winds and forced people to explain their first impressions and snap judgments anyway? That is what two professors from Columbia University, Sheena Iyengar and Raymond Fisman, have done. And they have discovered that if you make people explain themselves, something very strange and troubling happens. What once seemed like the most transparent and pure of thin-slicing exercises turns into something quite confusing.